This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
River otters have been making a comeback in Central Texas for the past few years. But this past summer, otters were spotted in a location where they typically haven't been before, in the San Marcos River. KUT's Rianne Roldan reports on why the area has had an increase in sightings.
In a Facebook video posted on a page for the San Marcos River Foundation, what looks like a river otter pokes its head out of the water and shakes it, swimming around before diving back and under an onlooking kayaker.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's coming over here. Oh wow, it's coming over here. It's going right there.
Jonah Evans is a mammalogist for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I had him watch the video, which was posted in late July, to make sure it was a river otter and not a beaver or a nutria, which are both native to the area too.
I just saw it totally otter in that one. Yeah, the way it sticks its head up and out of the water and shakes it. Oh, it's like right under, it goes right under his boat. That's so cool.
Many wondered if the sighting had anything to do with COVID-19. Since the city of San Marcos shut down all public access to the river in late June, did that allow more otters to come out and play?
I think it's unlikely to be related to COVID. I think it's more related to the fur prices going down.
Yeah, fur. It turns out the demand and the price for a single pelt of otter fur has plummeted in the past few years.
About 10 years ago, the word was that the fur prices were really high. Maybe it's even like 20 years ago now. And the reason that they were so high is that it was being driven by a demand for Chinese fur hats in the military. They had these black fur-lined hats, and apparently that was one of the driving forces for the spike in fur prices.
So I called Dan Hepker. He's been a wildlife trapper in Central Texas for more than 50 years. And today he runs a business doing predator control work for private homes and ranches.
Up until just a few years ago, I didn't have a lot of experience with otters. Just in the last 3 years, the complaints coming in on otters are just constant.
So it's safe to say he has a more nuanced perspective on these animals besides just being cute.
I call them the wolves of the waterway. I mean, they are like a pack of wolves once they get in the water, and whatever they're after, they're going to get.
Hepker confirmed it was China, along with Russia, buying up the otter fur, and that the price of the wild fur has dropped in recent years. But now that otters are being trapped less, they're becoming kind of a nuisance for some.
When otters find a good food source, they will stay there and just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. Otters can digest their food and pass it through in a little over an hour. So they're little eating machines.
And with the increase of these eating machines in the area, wildlife experts want help figuring out just how many have moved into the neighborhood. Jonah Evans, the wildlife biologist, encouraged people to document these sightings using an app called iNaturalist. It's basically a social network for citizen scientists and biologists to upload sightings of wildlife. We look some up together.
Yeah, so there's one in here just east of San Marcos. Oh, this is a great photo. There's like a couple running otters through a field or something.
He says it's turned out to be a hugely beneficial tool for biologists like himself.
We just don't have the money and the staff to conduct a statewide river otter survey. You're right, it's just, there's no way for us to pull that off. Yet, with iNaturalist now, I can look at a map of the state and I can see where otters have been seen in the last couple of years.
River parks in San Marcos are finally open again. So whether you think they're a nuisance or really cute, next time you're out on the river, keep your eye out for an otter. Rianne Roldan, KUT News.